So we talk about starters. The old cheeky starter out of the fridge. Obviously talking about the sourdough starter. And it's interesting, there's a whole, you know, sourdough's buzzing on in many ways. It's great, and I'm pretty new to this. I mean, I've been dabbling on and off for about a year and a half with sourdough, and probably really the last 6 months that I've got into my rhythm. And I think for me anyway, that's what it is. It's a rhythm, it's a pattern, it's a habit. And the starter is the kind of, you know, it's where the magic starts, really. And really, it's, well, if you could see my starter right now, it looks like a kind of, looks a bit like a mouldy glass jar of gunk. Which it sort of is, but it's kind of magic. It's just flour and water and all kinds of interesting bacteria that builds up and ferments and creates a natural yeast over time. And you have to feed the starter regularly. When you want to start baking, you need to make sure the starter is being fed. When you feed it with, you know, a mixture of flour and water, and it responds to that, it rises and then it falls, and you feed it again and it rises and it falls. That's when you know when your starter's kind of behaving nicely. And you kind of have to sniff a lot. I'm sniffing now, you know, and you're kind of trying to find a sort of mixture of kind of fruitiness versus acidicness when you know a starter is in a good place to create a leaven and then to bake the bread. Which I'm not going to go into now, because I'm going to bake some bread this weekend. This is what I do. It's Thursday night, and usually either a Thursday or Friday when I'm back, my starter will be in the fridge, because you keep it in the fridge and it sort of goes to sleep, really. And you bring it out of the fridge into a more ambient temperature and it starts to come alive again. So you can slow it right down by just stucking it in the fridge. And if you're not going to bake for a few days, that's the best place to put it. But right now, I've taken it out of the fridge and I'm going to feed it. I'm going to discard a little bit of it. Probably, it's not a lot. It's not a huge amount. It's probably like, I probably have a couple of, I mean, this has been, you know, cultivating for the last kind of 7-8 months, really. But, you know, every week I'll discard some of it and feed it with new flour and water, and then bake with it and create leaven with it, which we'll do Saturday. But I'm just going to literally discard some of it and then feed it with a mixture of white and whole grain, 50-50 white and whole grain, whole wheat flour, and some warm water. And I'll mix it up with my hand, because I kind of think that that's what you need to do. I think there's all kinds of interesting yeasts and natural yeasts and bacteria and stuff on your hands, which will add to everything. I have washed my hand, but yeah, there are all kind of interesting things going on. So I'm going to do that and start feeding this little bugger, and hopefully it will do its thing and be ready to bake or to make leaven tomorrow.